This is Think Tank Podcast. In today's episode, I am talking about bone marrow and the importance of donating it. My guest today is Ellie, and this is her story. A few years ago, she recovered from a type of blood cancer, and she now works with the Society Cardiff Marrow, who are part of Anthony Nolan Foundation. They're a charity where people can donate their bone marrow, and they use that to treat people with these blood cancers and save their lives. This is Ellie's story. I am joined with English literature and journalism student Ellie Philpotts, who is at Cardiff University and represents Cardiff Marrow. So Ellie, could you tell us a little bit about Cardiff Marrow and what you do?
Basically, Marrow is a network and it goes between 40 universities all across the UK. There's actually a couple in other countries as well, like Switzerland, but it's a British charity. Obviously, it's quite big here in Cardiff. And what we are, we're a student branch of Anthony Nolan, which I'm not sure if you've heard of them. They're the main blood cancer charity in the UK. They sign up a lot of people to the bone marrow register. So basically, blood cancer patients often really need a transplant, but it can be quite hard to find a match. So what Marrow do is we kind of target students and a few people in the general public and actually encourage them to become a donor. We actually sign people up to a register, raise awareness, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So yeah, we're really interested in the bone marrow world.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds really interesting. So who exactly is Anthony Nolan? I'm guessing this is a person.
He was a person. So Anthony Nolan was an eight-year-old boy who died of blood cancer in 1979. And his mother, Shirley Nolan, realised that there's actually a real shortage of potential donors on the register. So obviously 1970s were not as advanced as they are, as we are now, if that makes sense. So she decided to set up a bone marrow register, basically.
Okay.
And it's just all grown from there.
Yeah.
And now they save the lives of so many people each year.
Because it's a very big charity now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's the number one network in the UK for people trying to find matches.
Yeah. No, it's very important. Very important as well.
It is very important. They work alongside other charities. So there's one called Delete Blood Cancer. They've got the same aim of signing people up to a register. Okay. And obviously the NHS does the same kind of things.
Yeah.
But Anthony Nolan are probably the biggest, which is good.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really good. And it's great that obviously there's so many societies around different universities, including Cardiff, that support it.
Yeah, we all come together just on Saturday, actually. We had our regional annual general meeting in Birmingham, hosted by Birmingham Marrow, as you probably guessed. So it's just really nice to sort of work together as a big team and see how we're all getting on and working towards the same goal.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
You talk about blood cancer. Now, is there a difference between blood and bone cancer?
Yes, yeah, there's a big difference. So blood cancer is leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. So basically, it kind of starts in blood cells, lymphatic system, or bone marrow. Bone cancer is different because it's actually in the bone, whereas bone marrow, I'm not very scientific. You do a science degree and I don't, but basically, bone marrow is found kind of in your blood cells.
Yes.
Yeah, so there is a difference between bone cancer and blood cancer, which could be a bit misleading, I suppose.
Okay, so, and the bone marrow that Cardiff Marrow and Anthony Nolan are asking people to donate is for blood cancer.
Blood cancer, okay. Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So that's what I always get confused about.
I know, yeah. I think quite a few people are confused.
Yeah.
There are quite a lot of myths around the whole process.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that Cardiff Marrow really try to clear up.
And tell me, how exactly is the bone marrow collected?
So like you say, it's a common myth that it's a massive procedure or it's a huge operation. I think a lot of people actually think they take your bone out.
Yeah.
Take the marrow and either discard the bone or put it back in some weird way.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. So 90% of the time, it's a process called peripheral blood stem cell donation. It's a process quite similar to giving blood.
Yeah.
Obviously, a slight step up. It's also likened to kidney dialysis. Just takes a few hours. You have a drip infusion that filters out your stem cells from your blood and obviously puts them into the other person. It's not an enormous thing. There are a few side effects, but again, it doesn't really affect your life in a massive way. It's been just likened to a really tough day at the gym or the flu.
Yeah. I've heard it's been described similar to leg day.
Leg day, exactly, yeah. So it's nice to have that comparison because leg day isn't the most pleasant, but if you know you're saving a life, it's...
And it's not like a... It's not like...
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to A&E with leg pain.
Exactly, you wouldn't.
Well, I probably would
because I'm terrible at fitness and gym, but that's another story.
Oh.
No, it's really not that bad. You just have a couple of days off work, that kind of thing, or uni or whatever. So, yeah, it's not too bad. The other 10% of the time, it's bone marrow donation. So there you are put under general anaesthetic. But again, it's much rarer, and even that is not too...
Well, it's 10% of the time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Rare. And even if it is, you're still saving a life. So, you know, people should definitely do it.
Because there is there's a shortage, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a real shortage. So few people actually know about Anthony Nolan or know that you can sign up to be a living donor. I think a lot of people hear the word donation and transplant and presume you have to be dead to donate.
Yeah.
Which obviously is the case of quite a lot of organs, but not with bone marrow.
No.
As I say, more people definitely need to sign up.
It seems so simple, doesn't it? If it's just like a blood test, why not do it?
Pretty much, yeah. And to actually join a register, which is what Cardiff Marrow sign people up to, as in that we actually do clinics where you physically join the register.
Yeah.
All you have to do is spit in a tube. I know it sounds kind of strange. It's so simple, yeah. Just spit in a tube, fill out a form, and Bob's your uncle. You're on the register if you're healthy and 16 plus.
It's amazing to think that you can spit in a tube and potentially save someone's life.
Exactly.
It sounds ludicrous, but that really is the case.
Yeah, you spit in a tube, and then if you're a match, you'll obviously be notified and go through the process. But
it's quite exciting, actually, isn't it?
Because it is. So I just did an article about Cardiff Marrow, and you know, I was saying cancer is everywhere, and it's just amazing, like you touched on, to think that you don't necessarily need a science degree to be the cure.
Yeah.
You just need bone marrow and stem cells.
You just need to be a person.
You just need to be a person. Yeah. And it is at essence. So
it's amazing that our bodies are producing this bone marrow, and it will be remade.
Yeah, exactly. That's an important thing to remember. It's not like they're taking out your bone. It's not like it's irreversible. You recover quite quickly.
It sounds really good, and I think it's really important that people understand that these myths about taking your bone out and shredding it up and discarding it, you know, it's not true, and that might be what putting people off, because I had never thought of donating bone marrow, not that I've actually donated yet, but signing up.
Yeah.
And when people are like, oh, that's so painful, well, it's not going to be painful, you
know. Exactly, it's totally
And also,
not.
what's a little pain for saving someone's
life?
Exactly,
that's what we're really trying to tap into people.
It's totally worth it.
So many people are actually really receptive when we tell them about it, but a few will be like, no, I'm too scared.
Yeah.
And I think you can kind of see why they think that originally, but that's one of our goals this year, to really clear up the myths.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'm doing it a bit now.
Okay, so how do you get involved with Cardiff Marrow?
So I joined Cardiff Marrow as soon as I joined Cardiff Uni, basically.
Okay.
Being a journalism student, I probably should have done some more research before, but I didn't. I just found them at Freshers Fair, and straight away I had an interest, and so I volunteered all last year, and obviously now I'm on the committee. The reason I joined was I had blood cancer myself a few years ago, so I didn't actually need a transplant, but a lot of my friends did, and I realised you know, there's a massive shortage and people are really struggling with trying to find a donor and struggling after that as well. So, my interest in the blood cancer world, I guess, kind of stemmed from that.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was amazing how Cardiff Marrow gives such an interactive opportunity to help.
Yeah.
It was something I was really looking for, so I was really happy to come across them. But like I said, it's such a welcoming team.
Yeah.
Marrow doesn't just extend to Cardiff Marrow, it's all over. And everyone really knows each other and really motivates each other. So that's the reason I've stuck.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I joined in the first place.
Oh, wow.
I would say.
So, you'd say it's your experience having a type of blood cancer.
Yes, definitely.
That's actually inspired you to get involved with Cardiff Marrow.
Yes. Pretty much.
You said some of your friends need... So you were lucky enough not to need a transplant.
Yeah. I didn't need a transplant. So I just had chemo and steroids for about 5 months. But so many people I know have had to have a bone marrow transplant. And I just thought that could have so easily been me.
Yeah,
not even that. Just kind of seeing so many people or even strangers going through it. It just makes you think, why are not more people helping?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I can't speak from experience, but I know that going through any type of cancers, a very difficult time.
It does bring its difficulties, especially when you're a teenager, because obviously you don't expect to get cancer when you're so young.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does happen. You know, it's getting more common, sadly. So
it is.
Everyone kind of probably knows of someone.
Yeah.
Who's had cancer at a young age.
But what's really nice about directly. Yeah. But what's really nice about this is that obviously people, anyone can really help
exactly.
with this by just signing up. Even if you don't find a match, by signing up you give someone a chance.
Yeah, definitely. And or even if you don't want to sign up, just promoting it. Yeah. So obviously we're quite big on social media, Card and Mara on Twitter, Card and Mara on Facebook, we're even on Instagram. If you're feeling snap happy.
Yes.
Saying that, I should probably upload a photo today. just feel like I'm on the radio.
Yeah. We'll definitely tweet off our account.
Yeah, definitely. I'll retweet it. So even if you don't sign up, there are other ways you can get involved. We do fundraising events quite often at uni, or even in town centre. I know it's February now, but every Christmas we do carol singing in Cardiff City Centre.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes dressed as doctors.
Really
I don't know why. Medical link, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's lots of ways you can get involved. We do variety nights. We're working with Varsity. We've got an event this Saturday actually called Elements. So we're working alongside Cardiff Asian Society.
Okay.
So yeah, there's lots and lots of ways you can give back to the whole blood cancer community.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are your current projects with Cardiff Marrow?
So at the moment, we're really trying to encourage more people from ethnic minorities to join.
Okay.
Marrow, in general, have got a scheme called Tackling Inequalities. And that's because ethnic minorities are really unrepresented on the register. The same actually applies for men. They only form 15% of a register.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh,
that's interesting. They're six times likely to donate. So it's a bit of an imbalance because they have kind of really, really good stem cells on the whole.
Yeah.
Women, not that women don't, but men's generally better, but they're unrepresented. Oh. But anyway, to focus on ethnic minorities, there's a real shortage. So all of Marrow groups are currently trying to focus on that. Cardiff Marrow have got a clinic on the 14th of March, just in the main building, so next Monday. There's a campaign in Cardiff called Help Save V's Life. This girl, who is a fourth year optometry student at Cardiff Uni, she's been recently diagnosed with leukemia and she was really looking for a match. So a problem she's encountered is that there are not enough Indian donors on the register or not enough mixed race, ethnic minority donors. So yeah, our clinic on the 14th is really trying to encourage people from other backgrounds and people from other countries or cultures to actually sign.
Yeah.
Because they are quite unrepresented. So that's Cardiff Marrow's current main aim. But we have lots of other mini projects along the way.
Yeah, well, that's a really important one.
Yeah,
I have heard it in the news actually about...
Have you?
There was something on Facebook.
Yeah, Max Villara.
Yeah,
have you heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting case study. Obviously, she's not from Cardiff, but relating to the whole Marrow thing. So Lara's a 24-year-old student from London. Again, she was recently diagnosed with leukemia and really struggled to find a match. So her parents are Thai and Italian.
So a very unusual mix.
Yeah. So being Eurasian, she really struggled to find a match. So Marrow and Anthony Nolan launched quite a big campaign. She's found a match now.
Oh, God, that's great.
It's really, really good news. She's going to be having a transplant in March. And also, she encouraged over 10,000 people to join the register.
10,000 people? Yep. That's amazing.
It's a massive media campaign.
Yeah.
Here in Cardiff, we're doing kind of smaller versions with Help Save V's Life. But yeah, Lara was a great example of people actually willing to sign up if they just know about it.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, it's really good news.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a very good project then.
Yeah, it shows, you know, it pays off.
We'll put that in our description box. So
yeah, please.
Anyone's listening and wants to get involved, obviously you can just look in the description box.
Yeah.
If you're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, anything, it'll be just
below. I can
send
you a link to the Cardiff campaigns as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
They've got their own Facebook group, so that would be quite helpful. Even if you're not in Cardiff, you can give it a like.
Yeah.
Show your support.
No, that'd be great.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it's a nationwide thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really nationwide.
I've seen that most unis have got.
Yeah, I think there's about 40. So most big unis will have a Marrow.
Yeah.
Actually, just recently, so many Marrows have been set up.
Oh, really?
Not so many. A few Marrows have been set up in the last month or so.
Oh, wow.
It's really quite exciting. Bangor, other places. Yeah, oh, Bristol's really kind of relaunching theirs.
That's really so good.
They're both quite local-ish. One's in Wales, one's just over the border.
Yeah, Bristol's pretty close.
Yeah, Bangor probably not, just because it's Welsh. But it's really a promising time for Marrow at the moment. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Oh,
a lot
really
of volunteers.
Great. And you said you had some case studies.
Yeah, so Help Save V's Life is obviously our biggest case study at the moment. That's what her campaign's called. Yeah. So you can check that out on Facebook. She's in the process of looking for a donor at the moment. Also, there's a girl called Alice. She's an English student at Cardiff Uni. She needs to have a transplant quite soon, and she's also very passionate about encouraging the amounts of potential donors. So again, these are two very local examples of why we should sign up to the register.
Yeah,
definitely very important. They're really committed in finding a donor.
They need a donor. Is that because their body doesn't produce enough bone marrow, or is it because... So what exactly has happened to them? Why do they need a donor?
Well, both these case studies have got acute myeloid leukemia. So basically that's a type of blood cancer. I don't want to be too scientific because I'm not very good at science, but in blood cancer, the blood cells and bone marrow are not doing their job.
Yeah.
But really, obviously, the cells are going crazy and that's not great. So with a bone marrow transplant, you'll get the donor's bone marrow and it kind of filters into your body and replaces the cancerous ones and restores them to health. That's probably not the best of descriptions.
No, it makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So effectively, you're giving them your working bone marrow.
Yeah, not all of yours. I mean, you're still...
Yeah.
So but, just to clear up.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Just to filter out the ones, their bone marrow that isn't working.
Yes, basically, yeah.
Okay.
And then their body will, in time, hopefully restore it and kind of work alongside the new filtered in bone marrow.
So... Donating bone marrow, is this a way of preventing the cancer, or is it a way to actually cure the cancer?
If the bone marrow transplant works, it should cure it. I mean, that can bring its own problems, so there are side effects, but that's better than having leukemia or the lymphoma still. So it's quite a successful cure rate.
Okay.
If everything goes to plan. Yeah.
That sounds really good.
It is really good, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, there are quite a few cancer treatments out there, and they're developing them all the time, which is promising for patients of the future and patients of the past, I guess.
Absolutely.
All cancer patients are benefiting from these new treatments. So, yeah, it's good news from the scientists.
It's amazing how simple this is.
Yeah.
I once read about a type of... They were working on a breast cancer drug to cure it, but it was so... I mean, it was biochemistry. It was so in-depth. Like, it was... They were trying to use some kind of chemical to stop a mutation in a certain cell, and it's so intricate and complex. I wouldn't understand that as a chemistry student.
I wouldn't understand as a... I definitely wouldn't understand it.
It's ludicrous, but this is so simple.
Yeah, it is. As I say, like, the initial starting process, it's just a spit in a tube. You know, you can't really get more simple than that.
No, it really is. It couldn't be more simple.
No, and then if you are a match, and there is only a very small chance you will ever be a match with someone.
Yeah.
But if you are, then you go to London for a night. I'm not trying to say it's a holiday, but it's a perk. And you know, we'll pay for everything.
They make it nice for you.
They make it nice for you, yeah. And yeah, you'll be fine in a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the person can go ahead and have a transplant if there aren't any complications, which there shouldn't ideally be.
Yeah. Oh, no, that sounds... It's nice, actually, that is one of the perks, isn't it? They do make it nice for you.
They do, yeah. Anthony Nolan really value both the donor and the recipient. So, you know, they're both really well cared for.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
No.
You're not just going to be dumped in a grotty hospital.
That's what people would worry about, isn't
it? Yeah,
it's
nice that,
again, on Think Tank, we are myth-busting right here.
We are myth-busting, Harry, yes. Got to be done.
Getting rid of any myths that people may think about.
There are quite a lot of myths around cancer in general.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe particularly blood cancer and stem cell donation, bone marrow, the whole kind of...
I think when it comes to blood cancer, people don't really know much about it.
I definitely agree. Mm. I found out. So I had lymphoma, which I don't think is really talked about very much. It's not...
No. Could you explain what lymphoma is?
Yeah, sure. So It's a lymphatic cancer, like in the lymphatic system. It is classed as a blood cancer, but basically, so leukemia is probably a bit better known.
Yeah.
If, correct me if I'm wrong. That's more in the actual blood, whereas lymphoma is in blood cells in the lymphatic system. So it kind of links to the immune system and glands, to put it simple. So there are two main types, Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin. So I had Hodgkin's. And yeah, it kind of manifests itself in the neck or in the chest, that kind of area. It actually only counts 1% of all UK cancer cases.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's quite rare.
It is
then.
Rare, yeah. But saying that, it's actually one of the most common teenage cancers.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I know it's slightly going away from marrow.
Yeah.
But I'm also really trying to get people aware of lymphoma symptoms because it does affect quite a few young people proportionally. So yeah, main symptoms are night sweats, breathlessness, lump in the neck, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I think quite a few students who do end up getting lymphoma might just think there's something else.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, tiredness and
yeah,
and
tiredness, fatigue. That's another thing.
So many things.
Exactly. So quite a few people who do have it actually think it's something like glandular fever, the flu, a winter virus. So I'm also trying to myth-bust about that as well. I leave a little myth-buster at the moment.
Yeah, no, it's great. And we're going to do all we can, obviously, using the airwaves to get people to
recognise
your symptoms.
Yeah, no, I do really appreciate that because, I mean, it's funny, even though it's such a rare cancer, I actually know a few people, even at Cardiff Uni, who've also had it. And
really?
It's quite interesting to think it's relatively common in young people, yet so few people actually know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So can Hodgkin's lymphoma be cured with bone marrow?
I know people with Hodgkin's lymphoma who've had bone marrow transplants. I feel like it is less common in lymphoma than leukemia.
Yeah.
But it's still possible, especially if you've relapsed, if it's come back, then you might have to have a bone marrow transplant. So yeah, all blood cancers really can have transplants in that way. Yeah.
It's good really, isn't it? Because it really is like It's like a natural cure. Natural being that it's from other people. But
That is definitely true, yeah. It's really interesting to think. Like, I'm definitely not very medical, but I do find the whole thing really fascinating.
Yeah, it's really fascinating.
It makes me want to know more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were, I mean, in a way, lucky enough not to have a bone transplant. But obviously it's such an important thing. And you've seen the other side. You've seen people who have had to have these bone transplants.
They're recovering now. They've got a much improved quality of life compared to what they would have had.
Yeah.
So it is really amazing to see them come out the other end.
Oh, that's really
amazing.
There's
so many people out there. Who obviously, I don't know if more, but there are so many people currently on the waiting list.
Yeah.
And marrow, we're trying to change that.
Oh, that's really good.
So, yeah.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully, not only this podcast, but hopefully with the help of Express Radio especially and Quench or all the publications that you write for, hopefully we're gonna get a lot more kind of students,
hopefully,
and just people in general around the city.
I mean, you can join Anthony Nolan's register if you're 16 to 30. If you're older than 30, you can sign up in other ways on Delete Blood Cancer. I think you can be up to 55.
So how come there's an age limit on Anthony Nolan?
That's actually a really common question. They've done a lot of research, as you can imagine. And they've actually found that the healthiest stem cells come from people who are 16 to 30.
Okay.
That's just a fact. However, if you sign up before the age of 30, you actually stay on the register until you're 60.
Okay.
Which I know that seems, a lot of people say, why?
Yeah.
But it's just because it's quite expensive to sign someone up to a register.
Yeah.
And obviously, Anthony Nolan, I think it is completely worth it because it is. You can save a life, but they've just done a lot of research and found that the most success comes from if you're 16 to 30 when you sign up.
Okay. That makes sense, actually.
I suppose
that if you've got someone on the register and they are over 30, there's still a chance that they will have these healthy stem
cells.
That's
it. They stay on for another 30 years. But, with Anthony Nolan, it is 16 to 30. It was 18 up until 2012.
Okay.
So they've now let you sign up 2 years younger.
Yeah.
And I guess that helps.
Well, if there are any young people, any sixth formers
who
want to sign up, then go for it.
There was quite a good story recently about someone called Victoria. She was the UK's youngest actual donor. So she was 17 when she donated her stem cells.
Yeah.
Literally donated. So it just shows.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that they've lowered the age range because
that's really well,
people are making a difference.
Yeah, it broadens. It just gives that little bit more of a push, doesn't it?
Yeah.
These healthier stem cells.
That's why we're really trying to focus on young people.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Am I right in thinking that Cardiff Mary raised a lot of money last year?
We did indeed. Yeah. So Lily, who's our president now, she did fundraising last year. And the whole team did really well. Last year, I was just a humble volunteer.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really as involved as I am now. But I could see how much good they were doing.
Yeah,
we did raise a lot, which is, goes straight to Andy.
Yeah, no, it's great. So it'll pay for a lot more donors.
Yeah,
which should be great.
It takes about £60 to sign someone up to the register.
Yeah.
So all the money we can get is really beneficial.
Yeah,
it can help save a life. So give us a penny, give us a spit.
Definitely.
Not to be greedy.
Yeah. So if anyone isn't interested in getting involved or donating, if you're in Cardiff, you can go at Cardiff Mara on Twitter.
Yeah, I've been on Twitter and Facebook, so you'll be bombarded with my annoying posts. No, I'm not selling it very well.
And Instagram as well.
Instagram as well, although, yeah. We're slightly slacking on the Instagram front, but it's still a thing.
Worry.
Facebook's the main thing, I would say.
Facebook and Twitter. They tend to be the main two for societies. Any other university, I mean, if you're listening in any other city,
set up your own marrow.
Yeah, set up a marrow.
That's what I try to tell my friends, like, do it.
Yeah. And even if you're not a student, I'm sure you can get advice from the university or go to or you can go to anthonynolan.org.
You can. Or just spread the word. A lot of people take our leaflets and say they'll put them in their flat kitchen. Whether they do that or not is another story, but we've got lots of little posters and little guides. They're called the Little Guide for Lifesavers, because that's what you are, lifesaver. So just spread the word. That's what we're really keen on doing. Yes. Thank you.
So that was Ellie's story. And since that interview was recorded, there's been a worldwide search for a donor for a girl here in Cardiff called Vithia. She has a rare form of leukemia called acute myeloid leukemia, and she's been told she needs a donor in the next 2 months. Because of her background, she's from Sri Lanka. She needs a South Asian donor. If you think you can help, if you think you can save her life, please don't hesitate to contact Anthony Nolan at anthonynolan.org. Or go to @CardiffMarrow on Twitter and contact them. And anyway, if you've been inspired by this story, then please find out more information. Anthony Nolan's got a great website. If you want to find out more information, either go online or call 0303 303 0303. All the information is in the comments section, and you can contact us for more details as well. Think Tank is a free and independent podcast produced by me and recorded at Express Radio in Cardiff. With thanks to Francis Linkgren for music, and thanks to Ellie Philpotts for being my guest today. If you want to get in touch, go to Twitter @thinktank_radio or facebook.com/thinktankradio. Thanks for listening. See you next time.